Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. So this episode is dedicated to the best content marketing strategy for your business. So when we talk about business and we talk about marketing, in the last episode, we actually covered the best marketing plan for your business. And one of the things that I mentioned in that episode is content marketing. Content marketing is a great way to grow your business, to be seen as an authority, to be known as a leader and an expert in your field, is really putting out content. So I wanted to dedicate this entire episode to content marketing and the best content marketing strategy for your business. So I will put a disclaimer, just like I did in the last episode when we talked about the best marketing plan for your business. BEST in this case is an acronym. So we're going to be talking about four content marketing strategies in this episode. But God's way is always the best way. So if there's something that I cover in this episode that doesn't resonate with you, doesn't speak to you, doesn't illuminate for you, is something that you're not feeling led by the Holy Spirit to do, don't do it, right? Because I want you to do your content marketing, if you choose to do content marketing, God's way, right? And so God will give you specific instructions, will make things resonate, will illuminate and highlight specific things for you when it fits into your particular frame, your particular way of doing business. So I always like to kind of just put that disclosure out there, especially as women and men of faith in business. That is number one, being Holy Spirit led when it comes to our marketing. I teach on it, I talk about it, and I live it, right? So I could not come on this episode and talk about the best content marketing strategy without giving a disclaimer that, you know, the best is always God's way. So if any of these strategies that I share with you doesn't fit into God's plan for your particular business, then of course, disregard it and do what God is telling you to do. All right, with that disclaimer said and out there, let's get into the content for today, which is the best content marketing strategy for your business. So why content marketing and what is content marketing all about? Basically, since the advent of the internet, sharing information, sharing content is much easier, right? We can Google anything. If you want to search about something or learn about something, you just Google it. It's actually an adjective to Google something, right? So we're all used to this online world and online society where information is at our fingertips. So content is something that we easily gravitate towards. Content is something that we easily read. In the form of the internet, on the internet. So what does that content look like? Content can be things like videos. If you think about YouTube, YouTube is the second largest search engine next to Google. So if someone's looking for something and they want to figure out how to do something, I'll give you an example. I was thinking, I was looking for a recipe on how to make this particular dish, a Jamaican dish, and I wasn't sure on how to cook it. So I just went to YouTube and Googled the dish, right? And then several videos popped up with different people explaining how to do it. That was content that I searched for on YouTube. So video is definitely a form of content. Written content. If you've ever read an article online, if you've ever read someone's blog online, that is written content in the form of words that you read online. So written content is still valuable, still used. You know, blogging used to be super popular back in the days, written blogs, and it seems like it's saturated, but it's not saturated. If you have specific information and content that people are searching for, a blog is still needed, important, and necessary. So blogging and particular written content is another way that you can include content in your marketing. Also, audio, this has taken off in the last, I want to say maybe 5 to 10 years, where things like podcasting, listening to audio content, has really increased. And the advantage of audio content is the fact that you can actually multitask. A lot of people will listen to a podcast when they're driving to work. They'll listen to a podcast when they're working out. I've heard people listen to podcasts while cleaning the house, right? So because of that ease and convenience of listening to audio, audio content has gotten really popular. That's why it seems like everybody and their mother has a podcast nowadays, right? So if you think about audio content, it will be your actual podcast. So let's get into the best content marketing strategy and the four strategies that we're going to go through today. The first one is the B, which is your blog. So blog is simply having a page on your actual business website that is designed to host your content. So think of it as a page on your business website that is designed to host your content. And that content, like we just talked about, it could be a written blog where you write articles on your own website, sharing valuable information that's helpful to your audience, it's helpful to your prospects, it's helpful to your leads, helpful to your industry, just valuable content that you share in the form of written articles on your website. So that's one way that you can create a blog that really will create content for your business. Another way is a video blog. So a video blog is simply doing like a YouTube channel and embedding that YouTube video on your blog on your website. So instead of just written content, you can actually include a video. Lots of people like to watch videos, follow videos. My example earlier was I went on YouTube and found a cooking video, right, on how to do this particular recipe. So think about your business and think about what videos and valuable information you can share through video on your actual blog, on your actual website. You can also do it on YouTube, but I recommend housing it on YouTube, making sure you embed it into your website so that video is right there on your website when anyone's comes across your website. There's also audio content, which we just talked about, which is in the form of. So there's lots of podcast channels, iTunes, Google Podcasts. What else? Anchor. There's tons of different podcast platforms out there. But one thing that you can do is create a blog that houses all of your podcast audio episodes for your podcast. So having an audio blog is simply just embedding your podcast on your website. So when you think about the B, in the best content marketing strategy, I want you to think about that as blogging. But I don't want you to limit your blogging to just written old-fashioned blogs, because a blog could be video, a blog could be audio, blog could even be pictures. If you're a coach for interior design, or if you're a coach teaching people how to dress, having visual pictures on your blog is key, so people can see what you're talking about. So if you have a visual type of business, having the pictures on your blog can be helpful too. So the blog is basically what you make it. It could be a video blog, a written blog, an audio blog, a picture blog. It could be a combination of any of these, but this is one of the key strategies that will help your business and one of the key strategies that I talk about when it comes to the best content marketing strategy for your business is the blogging. Another advantage of blogging is search engine optimization. So when you think about people are online, like I said before, information is at our fingertips, right? So people are Googling or they're on YouTube looking for stuff. This allows you to actually be found in the search results. When you have a blog on your website that has content in the form of video, audio, written or picture, just like we talked about, then when people start searching for information and you have content about that information can actually come up in a Google search or a Bing search or whatever search platform, right? So that is another way that people can reach you. I've gotten clients that said they've done a search online for women, faith, and business and marketing, and they've come across my website, right? Because I blog and I have information about women, faith, and business. So they were able to find my website and reach out to me for my particular services and then become a client. So that's an example of how blogging works. So I really am an advocate for blogging. I've been using it in my business for many years now. And it's one of the things that I teach my clients as a part of the best content marketing strategy for your business. All right, so that's the first strategy. Let's move on to the second strategy. The second strategy is email marketing. Email marketing is really great for your business because it allows you to stay in touch with the people that are interested in your products or services. So I believe in permission-based email marketing, meaning people have to sign up and agree to receive your email. I don't believe in spam. I don't believe in putting people on an email and just sending them content. That is not good marketing. Good marketing is getting a permission-based email list, people who have opted in to receive your email and consistently sending them valuable content. So permission-based marketing is a great way to stay top of mind. To nurture the people that are interested in your product and your services is a re great way to share your content. So, if you have content on your blog, if you have a blog post or video, or if you have a written blog or pictures, you can actually place that in your email so the people in your email will see that content because not everyone is going to your website. So, not everyone is going to see it on your website. When you use email marketing, it allows you to distribute that content from your website, from your blog to your email list. And so it gives more exposure to that content. So that is one of the reasons why I love email marketing. Email marketing is not dead, it's still valid. Yes, it is a fact that a lot of people's email inboxes are full, but when they want the information from you and they see the subject line, you still are able to reach people via email. And in fact, it is effective in selling your products and services. The value of email marketing actually is higher than the third point that I'm going to share with you guys, which is social media, but social media is still important too. A lot of people focus on social media, but the value of email marketing for your business is way more than just social media can bring. So point number two, when it comes to the best content marketing strategy, is using email marketing to build a list, to nurture, to stay top of mind, to make sales, all of those things you can do through email marketing. The third thing in the best content marketing strategy is social media. I started talking about social media a little bit. Social media is still relevant and still a good way to reach people online. As we know, there's so many social media platforms out there: Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, Twitter. What else? I feel like I'm missing one. Instagram. There's actually a lot more than that. So this is where you have to really be spirit-led when it comes to selecting the social media channel that you need to be on to market your business. And I'll give you an example when it comes to my business. One of the things that a lot of people told me early on was Instagram is a great platform. You know, you really should be on Instagram because you can reach people, the engagement's much higher than Facebook. But it just never resonated with me at that time. Nothing in my spirit said to go on Instagram. I think I shared this before in another episode. I was kind of anti-Instagram. I was like, well, that platform is for people that want to just put up selfies and videos of themselves. And I'm not here to just promote myself, right? But God really convicted me and put in my spirit that I can use the platform however I desire, and He will direct me how to use the platform. So once I got that conviction, I actually joined Instagram really, really late in 2020. And then I started growing an audience on Instagram. So really think about where you feel led and convicted to grow an audience when it comes to social media. And also where you don't feel led, right? I was on Twitter several years ago, and I started to feel like this really isn't a platform for me. I really felt like I didn't need to be on Twitter anymore, so I stopped that particular account as far as posting. still open. You could search for it and see it, but I haven't posted in many, many years because I really felt led to stop using Twitter. And so I stopped using Twitter. So think about what social media platforms make sense for you. And I always recommend picking one social media platform as your primary platform that you're going to post on and engage, and have some secondary platforms, but really focus on one social media platform. You don't have a big social media team, so you don't need to be on all the things and doing all the things. For me, LinkedIn is one of my best platforms, so I focus mostly on LinkedIn, even though I do have posts on Facebook, my Facebook group, and Instagram. So as you build the best content marketing strategy for your business, I want you to think about the S in best, which is social media. Because social media is a great way to reach people online, is a great way to make connections, it's a great way to build relationships, it's a great way to network online. There's so many advantages in using social media. All right, so the last one that I want to talk about when it comes to the best content marketing strategy for your business is text message marketing. So when it comes to text message marketing, I want you to think of it in a broader sense than just like your cell phone. A lot of companies now are using text message marketing, especially for companies that have appointments. If you think about your dentist or your doctor, when you've made an appointment, you've probably received a text message. Or even financial institutions now, they communicate via text message to verify your identity before you get onto the platform. So text messaging can be a huge part of your marketing strategy and your content marketing strategy in your business. But you can also think about text messaging when it comes to messages on social media. If you reach out via Messenger to someone on social media, then that is also considered text messaging. You can have really great conversations with people through Messenger on Facebook, through Messenger on LinkedIn. So basically, as I said in the beginning, it's important to be guided into what strategies you want to use for your content marketing. But definitely, text message marketing can be a great way to reach individuals and share value and share content via messaging. So, as a quick recap, we talked about on this episode the best content marketing strategy for your business. And BEST is an acronym. By now, you probably know that I love acronyms, analogies, and alliterations. Almost every episode, you'll find me talking about an acronym, analogy, or alliteration. And I love the acronym. I've used BEST in so many different contexts, but God just puts BEST in my spirit to use that all the time. And I think it's because I desire for people to have God's best in life and in business. So BEST always comes up. So I kind of gave you a long-winded reason why this episode is called the best content marketing strategy for your business. But as a recap, B in BEST for content marketing is blogging. Blogging can include written, video, audio, picture. We talked about it all. The E in the best content marketing strategy is email, making sure that you build an email list, you nurture, you really connect with people via email marketing. S is social media, reaching more people on platforms like Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, and really designating one platform as your primary platform and the others as secondary platforms. And then the T is text message marketing, which can be text messaging via people's phones, their cell phones, or text messaging via social media platforms like the Messenger on Facebook. You hear a lot of people say DMing, right? Direct messaging. So direct messaging on platforms is a really great way to really share content and value and have conversations with individuals. So I pray and I hope, I always say in each one of these episodes, that this has offered you some type of insight, some type of inspiration. I always encourage you to take notes, to write things down, especially as you are convicted by the Holy Spirit as to what you need to move on or be guided on or get direction on or learn more about. So definitely I encourage you to move forward with the things that the Holy Spirit has convicted you on when it comes to your content marketing. And if the Holy Spirit has convicted you on doing content marketing, you know, putting valuable content out there for the world so they can get to know you, get to know what you do, And to serve in a way that you're providing this free content that people are able to engage with. So I pray this was hopeful and helpful and hopeful, I guess, both of those things, and an episode that was useful and insightful for you. And I thank you for tuning in to learn more about the best content marketing strategy for your business. Want to build your business on a solid foundation? Want to map out all of the marketing activities that you need to do to grow your business? Well, I have a solution for you. It's the Best Marketing Planner, a 90-day plan to grow your business. You can get it today at nadinemullings.com/planner. nadinemullings.com/planner. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.